episode 1557, Bless This Mess.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy, happy day. How's your week going so far? Can you believe it? Taxes are done. Tiger Woods won the Masters. You've got March Madness behind you. Now guess what's in front of you? It's summertime. Almost. Okay, you got to get through school first. You got this, though. Why? You're going to bless this mess. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, today is Inspiration Motivation Day. Maybe you're feeling a little down and out. Maybe you're stuck in the relentless pace of life, busyness to the core. Even though it feels mundane, hopeless, and frustrating, bless this mess. When life is running you in circles, pause long enough and take a deep breath. You can afford 3 seconds in your life, can't you? Of course, you're worth it. You matter. Bless this mess. Well, I've got some good news for you. God doesn't expect you to keep up with the crazy busy life. Nope, that's by your choice. You don't have to prove anything to anybody, not even to God. What you can't do for yourself, He makes perfect through your weakness. Stop looking at where you stand and know whose you are. We make too much out of our status and titles, to the point that when things are going the wrong direction, we cower down with fear of embarrassment and fear of weakness. We're afraid of being found out. We don't want to be seen, yet you are seen. You are loved in the mess. God sees you, and He desires to bless this mess you walk. When you allow yourself to be vulnerable, God shows up in a mighty way. With you being willing, God is able. Bless this mess. Where are you struggling today? Maybe you're drowning in laundry. Oh, I have so much laundry right now. I think I have like 3 more sets of bed sheets to do, and then that's not counting all the clothes that I need to do. Plus, I think I have 3 sets of towels that still need to be done, all before Easter happens, which is in what, like 4 days? I mean, come on, who's counting? You know, we have all these household responsibilities. A family is coming into town for Easter, and with all that's on your plate, sleep is far from a priority. What are you struggling with today? Maybe your finances are not where they need to be. Living paycheck to paycheck would be a blessing. You're just hoping for a miracle. Maybe your marriage is suffering. You feel more disconnected from your spouse than ever. The kids are getting anxious. They can feel the tension in the household. God can take all of your mess and bless it. Now, will it turn to sweet-smelling roses with no worries? There's not a guarantee how it will turn out, but with God, nothing is impossible. You might end up with an oak tree when you were just hoping for roses. It's not always up to us to know, but to have faith. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5 says this, "Not that we are competent in ourselves to claim anything for ourselves, but our competence comes from God." You don't have to have all the answers. For goodness sakes, maybe your children, they're saying, "What? How do you do this? Help me on my homework." Maybe you have to have all the answers for your children, but for you, your Heavenly Father has all the answers. Bless this mess. So what do you have to tackle today or this week that seems impossible? Ask God to bless this mess. Ask Him to give you the strength and the endurance you need to get through your day. In fact, I want to pause, literally, right now, because I care for you so much and God cares for you. He sees you. And I want to pray over you right now. Yes, I know you're probably doing something crazy. Take a moment here. Shut everything else off around you. And I want you to listen. And I want you to be blessed by God. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for what you're doing on our behalf. You move mountains when we can't bear the anthills. You comfort when our hearts are broken. Lord, today, hear the cries of your child. Know her weakness. Raise her up to walk in faith, taking the one step through the door you open. Draw her close to you. Place a hedge of protection around the family where she stands. May your whispers be shouts of joy to her heart. We praise you for what is and what is to come. Bless this mess. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You don't have to have all the answers. You just have to know that it's the next step, that one step, putting one foot in front of the other. There's something about walking along the beach, feeling the sand beneath your feet, the weight of your body, leaving an impression. When all is calm and the ocean is moving, but not so much, there aren't really big waves, and the water just comes nicely coasting in where you walk. It's amazing to see the footprints, and at times they can be so deep, so sunken, and at other times, very shallow. Maybe today you're feeling really deep, very sunken. The weight of the world literally is weighing you down. Your footprints are carrying the weight of your family, of your heart. God's got you. I want you to know that He is wrapping His loving arms around you. And I want you to know that I am praying for you. I'm lifting you up. There are times that we just don't feel like we can even put one foot in front of the other. But it's in those times that God wants to show up even more in your life if you let Him. Are you willing to let God be able? Reach out and hold on tight. God's got you and will bless this mess. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, fabulous day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.